Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 23rd, 2025, and here are our top stories. Apple AI bug reports, AI and wildlife, Grok vision, AI etiquette costs. Apple AI bug reports. Apple's approach to handling bug reports is under scrutiny as it plans to use these reports, which often contain sensitive data, for AI training. This move has sparked discontent among developers because there's no option to opt out. Apple's bug reporting system already has a reputation for being akin to a black hole, where even meticulously documented reports seldom receive feedback from the company. This latest development adds to the frustration, raising concerns about data privacy and the lack of transparency in the handling of developer submissions. AI in wildlife. Flying over the wetlands of Senegal, a drone piloted by researcher Alexandre Delplanque is helping to tackle the biodiversity crisis. While he flies the drone, AI takes charge of analyzing images to count flocks of water birds like pelicans, flamingos, and terns, saving thousands of hours. Since 1970, wildlife populations have plunged by over 70%, and some experts warn of a sixth mass extinction. AI is revolutionizing conservation by identifying species and tracking biodiversity, as seen when AI reviewed footage in Panama, discovering over 300 previously unknown species. However, the technology faces criticism for its environmental impact and potential bias. AI models, such as convolutional neural networks, are used to identify species in images, an area ripe for media attention. Drones in South Africa have even scanned the dense Ngoye forest to locate a female partner for a male cycad considered extinct in the wild. Yet, the environmental cost of AI cannot be overlooked. Training an AI model consumes significant energy, and data centers, often situated in biodiverse regions, demand massive water resources for cooling. Google's recent plan for data centers in Latin America has sparked protests amid severe droughts. Furthermore, AI models need high-quality data to avoid bias, such as overrepresentation of certain species. In 2024, Google plans to launch an AI model named Surf Perch. It will listen to coral reefs, utilizing bioacoustics to assess reef health and the success of restoration efforts. Grok Vision. xAI's Grok chatbot has introduced a feature allowing users to interact with their surroundings using their smartphone's camera. This new addition, called Grok Vision, operates similarly to the real-time vision functionalities seen in Google's Gemini and ChatGPT. Users can now point their iOS devices at items like products, signs, or documents and ask questions about them directly. Alongside this, Grok users on the Super Grok plan can enjoy multilingual audio and real-time search via voice on Android. Additionally, Grok now includes a memory component, aiding in recalling information from previous chats. These updates are part of Grok's ongoing enhancement efforts. AI etiquette costs. OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, has shed light on an intriguing detail. Politeness toward ChatGPT might actually come with a hefty price tag, costing OpenAI tens of millions of dollars in additional computing resources. Each word sent to ChatGPT, including every please and thank you, demands extra processing. Across billions of chats, these interactions significantly increase electricity consumption and server use. AI models depend on massive data centers that already consume about 2% of global electricity, a figure anticipated to rise. Interestingly, a study shows that polite prompts may enhance the quality of AI responses. Meanwhile, a survey reveals that 67% of US users are polite to chatbots, with many believing it's simply the right thing to do. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.